June the 20th. This is Michael Vaughn in Toronto with Brian Acker of Acker Finley for his regular update. There are inflation numbers out today, Brian. What did you see? What's it mean?
Canadian inflation is ticking up a bit. Was it last week or 2 weeks ago? We had that awesome jobs number.
Remember?
And maybe the consensus is going to have to change in the sense that the Bank of Canada has been done. Certainly the Canadian dollar is up probably half a cent today because everyone's figuring up they're going to have to go again. So
they're not on the sidelines. Well, you've said that for weeks now.
Exactly. So going against consensus, I think the Bank of Canada will raise rates for quite some time to come here.
When do people notice this? I mean, when does inflation sort of register on the agenda of investors?
It will take one number. Unfortunately,
there will be a number.
Unfortunately, there's no telling what the number will be. Maybe it's the PPI, the CPI, PCM, the personal consumption expenditure. I don't know what the number is, but there will be a number that'll come out, and maybe it'll be some slow time of day will come out, and it will just get everyone's attention. Everyone will see it, and everyone will push their mouse button and accordingly. So I have no doubt that the number is coming.
When people, by and large, realize that inflation is higher than wage gains or higher than productivity, that's when the penny drops.
Yeah. That's when the mad scramble on. That's the dumping, if you will, of fixed income. People will start to look at banks in somewhat a skeptical way. Unfortunately, inflation does terrible things to banks. And maybe there'll be a scramble on for hard assets in the ground, hard assets no matter where you find them. So I think the next kind of 6 to 7 months here is going to be very interesting in terms of what will the market psychology be when they actually see the number.
Oils have been pounded.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing to me that oils have really been pounded. But maybe that's a good thing overall. And I think, they're going to start from a very low level and maybe start creeping up. But when a part of the S&P, a part of my secular story is on the S&P and oils, they're creeping up to 10% now from a low of 5% back certainly 10 years ago. That's a doubling of weight and energy, and I think there's more to go, but it's actually quite fascinating to watch. They're pounding out of those oils, but where's oil? $70 a barrel, so it's quite fascinating.
And I noticed McDonald's building drive-thrus in China as fast as they can because they say the Chinese are obsessed with motor cars.
Well, either that or Big Macs, but I guess that's why Nestle bought Jenny Craig in this last week. So,
your view, I mean, you've been battening down the hatches around here for a while, but your basic argument is the process will see you through.
The process will see you through. We factor in interest rates. We factor in the balance sheets. We factor in consensus earnings forecasts. We know where the value is in this market. In Canada, it's materials. It's the mining companies. When you look at the U.S., the values in the oils down there, we're 40% oils down there, and there's a lot of value there, and I think holding those positions throughout the summer, I think it's going to be a good time for us.
Well, you know, I agree with that outlook, and you know I'm a client here, but wouldn't it have been better if we only could have been on the sidelines for the last couple of months?
You know, I've been through that. I've been in the market for well over 25 years. Back in 2000, certainly, 98 through 2000, I thought I could time the market. But I tell you, you can't do it. Last week, last Thursday, we were up 3%. Okay? So if you miss one of those days, and we could have a substantial rally. The market could be down, and at 2 o'clock we'll have a substantial rally. You know, there's just no way of doing it. You just got to go with the process. We back-tested the process. We actually have live data from actually running the funds. it's clear we beat the indexes doing what we do, and I think investors are better served up being 100%. If that's their equity allocation, be 100%. But you know what? You can change your asset allocation in the total portfolio picture. But if you're an equity investor, you're an equity investor. Stay in there and don't go to cash.
Well, I won't go to cash at least until next week when I'll see you again. Thanks for your time, Brian.
Great to be here, Michael.